Hello. I want to welcome you to another lesson in the Lead Yourself First program. I'm Tom Cooper. I'm really glad that you have joined me for today's lesson. Today, we are talking about mentorship. You ever feel stuck in your current role? You might need some help from a mentor to help you see what's holding you back. In today's lesson, we're talking about how mentoring can help you excel and what specifically you can do about that. Lead Yourself First is your personal growth program. John Maxwell says, everyone influences someone, and Lead Yourself First is your system to help you influence you, to help you become that better influencer today and every day. Mentorship, it matters. Finding a strong mentor can dramatically accelerate the pace of your career. And if you will actually use the things in today's lesson, it's going to be a win for you. Now, anybody can learn how to do these things. It's not just for a select few or a special person. It's for everyone. And we can all learn these skills. And I wish somebody had told me that, because I just did not know. Now, before we jump into the content of today's lesson, my question for you is, how are you going to use this information? How are you going to act? What is something from today's lesson you can apply? Maybe something you want to change, or something you might teach, ACT. Make some notes as we're going through. Write some things down. We're going to have a plan at the end of today's lesson, and I want you to be prepared with your plan. I've been looking forward to this lesson. I say that a lot, but I look forward to it because I know the impact that mentors have had in my life, and I've seen how many times my learning was accelerated, my results were multiplied because I had a good mentor helping me. We're going to be unpacking some really powerful principles in today's lesson. And if you'll take any of the ideas from today and you put them into practice, it's going to be a win. My dad used to say, when he had learned a painful life experience, he'd often say, son, I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. In this lesson, I want to channel my dad for a minute. I'm not telling you what I think about mentorship. I'm telling you what I know. And maybe for you, you're going to want to really dig in and have some tools and accountability to support you as you're growing in the mentorship space. And I promise at the end of the lesson, I will share with you a way you can do that. Fair enough? So why mentoring? Why do we even bother about mentoring? Well, the fact is, practically speaking, you can't do it alone. I mean, you could if you had infinite time. You could make every mistake. You could learn from the consequences. You could be prepared based on your learning for the next step. Learning from mistakes is valuable. It is very, very valuable if you choose to learn from them. That's the reflection lesson in Lead Yourself First, not today's lesson on mentorship. But if you learn from your mistakes, it is valuable. Why is that valuable? Because mistakes hurt. Learning from our experiences is the most effective process, but learning from other people's experiences is the most efficient process. So let's say that you buy into the idea that having a mentor is a great idea. Why don't we get mentored? I could get on the soapbox about this one. In my career, I rarely worked for any organizations that had a formal mentorship program. And even in those that attempted them, the fact is that people didn't know what they ought to do, didn't do it often enough, or they just didn't do it at all. Largely, those mentoring programs did not generate the kind of results, didn't bear the fruit that the organization had hoped for. And most of us have never been in a formal mentoring relationship. Most of us have never had someone specifically designated as a professional mentor. But we know that if you have access to mentors, you can accelerate your learning and accelerate your performance. But you have to make it work. Your growth is up to you. One of my favorite quotes is from Jim Rohn, who said, if you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's life plan. And guess what they have planned for you? Not much. Your growth is up to you, and that's why I'm so glad you're part of this Lead Yourself First program. I designed this program for you to help provide a set of core lessons that will equip you, expand your thinking, and help you become aware of areas of growth that are going to benefit you. I'm glad you're doing this because it tells me that you understand the importance of mentorship and the importance of a personal commitment to growth. What does mentoring look like? most of us think of mentorship in a way that just doesn't match reality. We think of it kind of like going up the mountain and having the guru on the mountain say, "When you can snatch the pebble from my hand, grasshopper, your mentorship will be complete." Or we think of it like we're going to a class where there's a book and a lecture and a test. That's not how it works. I say I can get on a soapbox about it because I get frustrated with the way we train people to think that their growth, that their path is tied to somebody else's plan. You need your own growth plan. But in school, you were taught that the teacher defines the plan and the student's job is to learn your lesson, the lesson that was scripted for you by the official teacher. And what happens is as soon as we get out of school, we're conditioned by school to look for that formal educator who's going to teach us our lesson. But there is no class. There is no specific curriculum. There isn't one right way to learn. You are unique. You're facing a specific set of problems that don't come in a set difficulty in a particular order and having a facilitator to help you overcome them in six simple steps. That's not how life works. Life is complicated. We often are facing problems at work that are uncommon. Sometimes we find ourselves struggling with problems that we're not yet equipped to handle, and we fail. You need to design your own growth plan, and then you need to take ownership of your growth plan. Well, how can you find a mentor? I mean, I had hoped for a guru to help me, but over the course of my career, I never had a guru assigned to me. I did have a boss or two who invested in me, but that was absolutely the exception, not the rule. I was a young guy, maybe 5 years out of school, and I'd been making some progress in my career largely by changing companies every couple of years. And then I went to work for Mike. Now, Mike was great. He really cared about me, and he was willing to invest in me. I remember one time I got into a pointless argument with another team, and he was willing to come and challenge me to swallow my pride and let it go, even though I was certain that I was right. He helped me focus on what really mattered, and it wasn't on arguing with a peer in another department. One time when I was working for Mike, he said, "Tom, I want you to run the next team meeting." Now, looking back, I can tell you it was not, because he saw my brilliance and was excited to take advantage of my great skills. But run a meeting? I mean, I've been to a bunch of meetings. How hard could that be? I've been a part of his team meetings for months. We would sit around the conference table and talk. I like to talk. It would have been simple. So I show up in the meeting room with no preparation at all. Now, how do you think that worked out? It was ugly. But rather than get angry with me or just never say, "I'm never asking Tom to do that again," Mike sat down with me in a one-on-one and he said, "How do you think that went?" He was there. He saw how it went. He also asked, "What do you think you could do differently next time to have it go better?" You see, this is an example of a great boss, a mentor who was coaching me through this failure. What a gift. But I didn't work for bosses like him often. As I began to examine my career progress, I realized I wasn't going to have someone come and rescue me. I'd have to find my own rescuer. And what does that look like? How do you find a rescuer? Well, a few years later, I was in a different role with a much worse boss who wasn't prepared to invest in me, and I was floundering. I was assigned to a project where we were supposed to automate people's business processes, and you know what I discovered? That pretty much no one knows the steps in their process. That pretty much we rely on each person in the organization to do their part, and eventually things either work or they don't. It's painful. And over the years, I've learned this is true in pretty much every organization everywhere. Most of the time, we rely on heroic effort rather than leading by our values or following consistent processes. But that's another lesson in Lead Yourself First, not today's lesson. Getting back to that job where we needed to document processes and write software to automate the processes, I watched as a colleague seemed to effortlessly learn the steps followed to do the tasks and complete their work. And he created great visuals that clearly and simply described what was happening so we could see the picture and understand it. And I was astonished at how easy it was for him. And I could see how valuable it was because people would look at the picture and say, "Wow, we do that? Why do we do it that way?" Now, I could tell that was a skill that added value, and it was a skill I wanted. So what do? Look for a class on it? Find a guru who's the best in the world and sign up for his program? Here's what I did. I went to my colleague, and I said, "Hey, Rich, you are great at creating those process documents. I don't get how you do that, but I would like to learn. Would you teach me? Now, I want to point out that Rich wasn't my boss. He wasn't a teacher. He wasn't the official expert. He was my peer. He was assigned to another team, but he had a skill in an area where I did not have a skill, and I wanted that skill. It was an area where he had a lot of talent, so much talent and so much experience that he made it look simple. And that's how you know you're working with an expert. Experts make their complex work look effortless, smooth, repeatable results. That's what experts do. Now just take a moment right now and think about this. Think about something that you are great at. If somebody was watching you, they came to you and said, man, you're great at this. Would you help me learn more about it? How are you likely to react? My guess is that you're going to react exactly the way Rich responded. Rich said, sure, the next time that comes up, give me a call and I'll help you. You're great at it. Someone else recognizes your greatness and they ask for help. Of course you'll respond positively if you can, won't you? Most of the time, people you ask will say yes. They will respond positively. So how do you find a mentor? You look around, see who's already doing it, and then ask them for help. Hey, I've noticed you're great at doing X. Would you show me how? Now, today I'm actually pretty skilled at thinking about process and documenting processes for business problems, and I'm grateful that Rich said yes when I asked him for being patient with me as I struggled to learn. But how do you prepare to be mentored? Well, let's say you're about to start being mentored. What can you do to prepare yourself for being mentored? I love Stephen Covey. He said, begin with the end in mind. You got to keep the main thing the main thing. Don't get distracted. Be laser focused. If mentorship with this person is amazing, what would that look like? Exactly what do you hope to get from the mentoring? How will you know if you're making progress? How will you know when you're done? What are the areas where mentorship would be helpful to me? Who do I know who's a potential mentor in any area that I need help? And can I ask them to help me? When can I take action on what they're teaching me? Decide what you want to accomplish and get started. Going back to that process thing, I went to Rich and said, Rich, I need to learn how to do this. Can you help me figure out how to do these? And as I would do them, I would go back to him and I would say, here's what I'm thinking. This is how this works. And he would say, that doesn't make sense because of this. What if you change that? Look at this. All those things were very specific and very actionable. And that's what I'm talking about. Decide, begin with the end in mind. Decide what success looks like. Now you might ask, how do I get the most from the mentorship process? Well, let's say you've identified somebody who's a potential mentor, and you've identified what they can teach you, and you've set your goals for growth. How do you get the most out of that? You ever heard the saying, if it's to be, it's up to me? Your growth is up to you. It's about you and your actions and your goals. People are busy, and you've asked your mentor to give up some of their valuable time and attention to invest in you. So, what I want you to do is think about three phases. One, how do you prepare before the meeting with your mentor? Number two, what do you do during the meeting with your mentor? And number three, what do you do after your meeting? First phase, preparing for your meeting with the mentor. What are three questions you can ask your mentor to explain? What are your goals for the experience? Take time to write down your questions and practice saying them out loud. Now, I know that's going to seem weird. Guess what? Growth is weird. You're going to do things that are weird. So, you know, you want to do this step, and you want your mind clear about the learning process. This step seems simple, but do not let the simplicity fool you. This is powerful. That's preparing for the meeting. Now, what about during the meeting? First, you want to show up on time or maybe even a little bit early. Never make your mentor wait for you. They're giving you something. You need to respect their time. Thank them for meeting with you. Tell them the goal you have. In today's session, I want to do this. And when you're ready to jump in, you say, hey, I've put together a couple questions. Can we get started? Then ask your first question. Now, never be concerned about how long it's going to take you to take notes. If you feel like you're taking too long, you can say, I'm sorry, it's taken me a while to make these notes. It's just this information is so great, I want to make sure I capture it. Don't worry about it. Don't feel bad about taking the time to take notes. You're there to learn. They know you're there to learn. And if you feel uncomfortable, just say, hey, this is really great information, and I appreciate your patience while I take some notes. They're not going to mind. At the end of the session, take a moment to scan over your notes, and then tell your mentor a quick summary of the things you've learned. You see, this is a simple step too, but don't let the simplicity fool you. You're getting the context, you're locking it in, you're thinking about it. And then here are some more things you can ask. First, what can I do next to get better? Your mentor can observe you and give you feedback right then. And then ask, would you mind meeting with me again after I've completed this step? After I've completed this step? You see, you need to take action. Your growth is up to you. Don't waste your mentor's time. And then there are a couple of other questions you might consider adding to your list. One is, what is something I should be asking and I'm just not aware of yet? What is something I should be asking and I'm not asking? And the second one is, can you think of someone else I should talk to that I haven't spoken with? I'm telling you, if you do this, you will be blown away by how well this works. So then what about after the mentoring session? One, do the homework. Whatever your next step was, do it. Do it quickly. Seriously, have you achieved your goal yet? What else is needed? What are three questions you need to ask your mentor next? Then follow up with your mentor. Repeat until your mentor is not available or until you achieve your goal. It's as simple as that. And as you're making progress, if your mentor has suggestions about people you should talk to, you can ask your mentor, would you mind introducing me to this person? And you can repeat this process until you are the guru. Now, the next section thing I want to talk about here is, how can I be a mentor to other people? I've said this many times. Your goal is to be a river, not a reservoir. You want ideas and lessons and growth to flow through you, not just to you. In the Middle East, there's a body of water known as the Dead Sea. It's a very low point. In fact, it's so low that the Jordan River flows into it, but there's nowhere for the water to go. It's a reservoir with no outlet. As a result, it has become stale. It's called the Dead Sea because with no outflow, it's simply unsuitable for just about every kind of life. That can be true for you, too. If you don't share with others, you will become stale, no matter what investments you make in yourself. And that's why I say we want to be a river, not a reservoir. You let the lessons flow into you and out of you. You want to share with other people what you are learning. So who should you share it with? You might think, I'm not that great, or I don't know that much. You are wrong. My oldest son is an Eagle Scout. One of the skills that Boy Scouts love to develop is building fires. For some reason, the skill of getting that first part of the fire was a challenge for my 11-year-old to master. I worked with him many times on this and eventually found myself at Boy Scout summer camp, and the wise scoutmaster watched me working with my son. And he said, Tom, you don't need to do that job. There's a lot of experience at this fire pit that your son can tap into. And I want to point out that sitting around that fire pit was a group of 11 to 14-year-old boys. Now, I don't know if you've spent much time with boys in that age range, but I can tell you that wisdom is not the first word that I think of with that age group. And experience? Are you kidding me? These are dopey boys. What could they know? But my friend, the scoutmaster, he made me pause. He was right. He pointed me to a resource that I would have overlooked. The fact is that the boys around the fire pit had substantially more experience than my son had. They were passionate about the topic, and they had success in the process. They were absolutely the right people to mentor him. There was a lot of experience around that fire pit. I'm telling you this, if a bunch of 11 to 14-year-old boys can be a mentor to my son, you can be a mentor too. When you're great at something, and you've been doing it for a while, there's a trap you might fall into, though. Your trap is thinking, well, this is simple. Everybody can do this. Now, how can you tell if that's how you're responding? Well, listen to the words that you say. You might say, it's easy, or it's not that hard, or all I do is blah, blah, blah. Or, and this one's the killer. Well, you just, if you ever hear yourself saying, you just, stop right there. We trivialize the thinking, the intuition, and the skills we have when we say, you just do X, or all I do is this. You're probably more of an expert than you think you are, and you probably could be mentoring others in some aspect of the work you do. Here's an action point. Listen to the words you use. If you hear yourself using the word just, that's a clue. Pay attention. What's the topic? Why does it seem so simple to you? And who needs to know it? Now, we're just about to the place where we're landing the plane today, and I want to just give a quick recap of the lesson. And while I'm doing that, now is a great time for you to be putting together your personal action plan. Today we talked about why mentoring, because we all need to grow. Things change very quickly. Do you believe that you need to grow? For the last 8 years, I've been a part of an ongoing mentorship program where I have mentors pouring advice into my life on a regular basis. Their mentorship has helped me immensely. Mentorship matters. Who is mentoring you today, and who should you be asking to be your mentor? What does mentoring look like? Mentoring is not some magical thing. It's a process where you find someone who's better than you at something and you ask them to help you. How do I get ready to be mentored? I say this a lot. What's your plan for personal growth? How do I get the most from mentorship? You want to plan, engage, and follow through. You want to prepare before the meeting, engage deeply during the meetings, and follow through after the meetings. You want to prepare before the meeting, engage deeply during the meeting, and follow through after the meeting with your mentor. How do you become a mentor? What's one area of your life where you have some skill or talent that others need to know? What is something that you do well where you could teach others? And why not approach somebody and say, hey, I think you've got potential. Can we get together and can I show you some things about this thing I do? You'd be surprised at how positive a response you get to that. So for your action plan, what is one idea you can apply, change, or teach? And when I say teach, I don't mean get in front of a room of people. I mean share with a coworker, a peer, a boss, a team member, one of your kids, your spouse. Share it with somebody. Be a river. Now, if you are interested in going deeper on this, if you're interested in learning more, I've got a 4-session coaching program on the book, Developing the Leader Within You 2.0. Version 1 of this book was where I first began to understand that I could grow my influence, and it opened the door for me to think more critically about how to be ready to grow, what to do, how to do it, and how to make sure it worked. I would love to do that with you. The cost for this is $249 a person. In these 4 sessions, you're going to be able to put together a plan for your career growth that will outline what to do and how to do it. And in that process, you're going to expand your thinking about becoming a better leader and being ready for more responsibility. Remember, when opportunity comes, it is too late to prepare. So why not start your preparation today? That sounds interesting. Drop me an email, tom@brighthillgroup.com. tom@brighthillgroup.com. We'll get it set up. Hey, thank you for being here for today's Lead Yourself First lesson, and I look forward to hearing from you next time.